This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To Free Talk Live, and if you are listening, you are the resistance, you are the fifth column, you are the revolution, or as I like to call it, the evolution, because changing your mind requires no violence.
Evolutionary capitalism here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. Squidward.
Well, I mean, depending on how you look at it, we do like things to evolve, and we do like free markets, so we just don't do what Squidward does.
Yell at people on the radio?
Yell that, and, you know, advocate the use of violence and aggression.
He claims to be the only one not advocating that.
Oh, he definitely advocates violence. He's made that statement.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. He is for it. And would like to see more of it.
I'm the only real anarchist, and that's why I advocate violence.
Why is he harshing on us for the saying the NAP doesn't prevent violence then?
Well,
that makes no sense.
I mean, so if I just go, hey, I subscribe to the NAP.
Yeah.
What violence have I prevented?
It's your own.
Okay.
Okay, and that's right, and so that's his point, is that if you subscribe to the NAP and you are nonviolent except in the case of self-defense, then you have prevented no violence, right, as we see where states are still being very violent to each other these days.
Except if you look at, like, for example, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't a program that people go home and do on their own, because that doesn't work. So when you're trying not to do a terrible thing that you really want to do, you actually need people to encourage you to be like that. Hold me back! Hold me back!
Basically, yeah. Yeah, so if we gather around each
don't
other...
Don't let me get to them!
Like, virtually or physically, and encourage each other that, yes, we can find ways that don't require threats of force in order to get everything done, that keeps us on the straight and narrow.
All right, so segue here. You folks remember, by folks I mean Peakless and Richie, you remember some time ago there was a chronic caller who would call in almost nightly, if not nightly, and threaten a host, one of the co-founders of the show.
Yes. Why are we still summoning people?
Threaten him, threaten his son, threaten the rest of us, other co-hosts on the thing. I have no idea. But... there was even some, potential intervention, right? Like, somehow law enforcement was talking to the host who was threatened and like, hey, look, I'm on national radio. This guy's threatening to kill me. And they were like, ha, 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 whatever.
I wanted to, like, jokingly offer a bounty, but I figured the FBI agents listening wouldn't take it as a joke.
Well, you just have to offer the bounty to
you
the FBI.
You are probably correct.
Just offer the bounty to the FBI, I think.
Okay, that'll work?
I don't know. But, like, it's just my...
pretty sure that's like bribing an official.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So don't do that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys off.
In America, you can't do that. In most countries, you can actually get away with that, but not here.
It was actually pretty funny. Like, it wasn't
America's,
like for his life.
But America's really weird about its corruption. Like, we demand sophistication in our corruption. You can't just bribe your officials. You got to bribe them this way.
They're very good.
You buy the lobbyists.
They're very good about institutionalizing the corruption. Like, back in the day, way back in the day before, like, I was born, if you wanted to, like, you know, get something by somebody or, like, hurry up through a line or something, you, like, handed in the form that the state wanted you, like, you're at the DMV and you want to jump to the front of the line. You
handed them the form, and there's a 20 behind the form, or a 10 or whatever, right? You're like, hey, can I get in front of the line? They're like, sure. Nowadays, there's just a box that you check. Do you want to spend an extra $20 to move to the front of the line? Like, they've institutionalized
it's like the fast pass at Disneyland.
Right, exactly. Mm. Right, like, they've taken all
the... $100.
Yeah.
You can wait in the shorter line.
So, there was a story that we... we're trying to cover on Thursday. We never get around to.
Is it related to he who shall not be named?
It is.
Okay.
So, I mean, at least in a juxtaposition,
all right?
Because with Free Talk Live, here we had a chronic caller who used his actual legal name on the air.
Okay.
Right?
Got doxed a little bit, I think.
Okay, right. but whatever, right? It totally, like, there's no question that this was this guy.
Right.
Right? And... folks knew where he lived, right? Listeners went out of their way to dox him on that kind of a thing,
right,
et cetera, and so on. And I think he even admitted it on air, right? There's a whole bunch. You can go find the archives and find all of that stuff. So the juxtaposition to that is this. This is from Patch.com. New Hampshire man pleads guilty to threatening member of Congress.
Oh, okay.
Alan Poehler of Keene, New Hampshire.
One of us.
No, okay.
None of us in the freedom community know him. He's formerly of Vermont, so he moved from Vermont to Keene at some point. Admits to threatening to shoot U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz, a Republican from Florida, saying he was, quote, coming for the gays, unquote.
Matt Gaetz was coming for the gays? Or
saying the congressperson.
Okay.
Matt Gaetz.
Who is Matt
Gaetz? That's what he's saying.
Gaetz. One of them.
So, like... this is a national story. It just happens to be based out of New Hampshire and Keene, where the show is done from. I thought it was ironic. And I thought this story stood in great juxtaposition to the threats levied upon co-hosts here at Free Talk Live.
Because they went after him very publicly.
A Keene State College student has pleaded guilty to U.S. District Court to a felony charge for threatening to kill a member of Congress. Felony charge. Right?
Protected class.
If somebody threatens to kill a, you know,
national broadcast radio host.
National broadcast radio host, nothing. Guy threatens to kill a congressman, felony charge. Right? You find the justice in that. Alan Poehler, age 24, pleaded guilty to a single felony count of transmitting in interstate commerce a threat to injure the person of another on Thursday.
How do you feel about that term, Peekless? Commerce. Transmitting in interstate commerce a threat against a congressman.
Well, we have decided on the court of law that commerce means whatever we say it is.
Okay.
So everything's commerce.
So this is the threat is interstate commerce. Like a trade was made somewhere along. We give you this threat and we get...
Well, let's find out. In late March, he called a member of Congress and left a voicemail stating the following.
Using the national airwaves.
No, using just, you know, telephones. Okay. And, you know.
Using the national copper lines.
Or VoIP, depending, you know, most things are over the internet these days.
Using the national Ethernet backend.
Here is what I assume is the transcription of the voicemail that this 24-year-old college kid left.
Do it in your Vermont accent.
I don't know that I can do this whole thing.
Okay.
Also, there's cussing in here, so I'm just going to do it regularly.
Oh.
Quote.
Cuss?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm going to try not.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Alan Poehler. A-L-L-A-N-P-O-L-L-E-R.
This is already a psyop.
Phone number.
He spelled the name for him.
Phone number, blah, 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 8931. And I just want to let you know, Representative Gaetz, if you keep coming for the gays, we're going to strike back. And I guarantee you, you do not want to F with us. We will kill you if that's what it takes. I will take a bullet to your effing head if you F with my rights anymore. And then, if you want to keep going down the path, you know who's next. Unquote.
So, I got to ask... what is he talking about? Like, are you being denied here?
Is he a member of the Pink Pistols?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how a Keene, New Hampshire man gets this upset at a representative from a congressional representative from Florida.
Well, because he's a national representative, right? Okay. He helps pass national laws that affect men in Keene.
Okay, so this has something to do with oppression of homosexuals, apparently.
Yes.
Or his thoughts on that.
Armed gays don't get bashed.
This is true. Poller was arrested in early April and admitted to placing the call and leaving the message.
Yeah, when you spell your name out and leave a callback number, it's a psyop. It can't not be. Who's that dumb?
Well, I mean, dude.
King State College students, is that where we're getting, man? All right.
You know, maybe it was, something, a dare. Maybe it was, a jump in, if you will, an initiation ritual. Okay. You know, and he's like, oh, yeah, a fraternity?
All right.
Right? Like, I'll one up that guy.
All right.
I'll call a politician and threaten to kill him or whatever, right? You know, it's hard to tell. No one actually knows at this point. Investigators said he admitted to drinking. And then left the voice message after watching videos on TikTok.
All right.
What are these videos on TikTok? I mean, did I miss something? Was there something in the news and, you know, my not watching it is finally biting me in the back?
Look, you're just too old to know the TikTok lifestyle.
Yeah.
But that's where these people get their information.
These people.
Like, what kind of information is TikTok feeding them? Because, this isn't happening, dude.
What?
Like, I realize you're very angry about something that is not actually occurring.
How many news articles have we covered here, or just in general, right, of, like, the latest TikTok challenge getting someone in trouble or hurt or injured?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, no, the latest TikTok challenge, you just jump off the moving boat and then break in their neck. Like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not on TikTok enough to.
Here's a TikTok challenge. Do 70 on the freeway and then just jump out of your car.
Yeah, well, it wasn't doing 70, but for a while it was those idiots like jumping out the car and doing the dance next to the car, right? And then not being able to get back in the car as it plows into a tree. I've seen enough of those.
Not long after the arrest, the press learned the victim of the death threat was Florida Republican Rep. Matt Gaetz. Poller will be sentenced in January. He faces up to 5 years in federal pound-me-in-the-hmm prison, and up to 3 years of supervised release after that, as well as a fine of up to $250,000.
Well, is that what he was aiming for?
I don't know.
I mean, it's one way to get a date.
So, here's a kid. Yeah, I say kid, 24 years old. Full-grown man.
He's a kid.
Full-grown man. Going to college, you know, gets to drinking one night, upset about something. Decides to call his representative and voice a concern.
That's one way to put it.
And this, now he's, you know, being prosecuted for a felony. Yet, we can have a chronic caller call here every night for years, threatening to kill one of the founders of this show, and
those don't count.
Nothing happens.
I mean,
not even possible.
Multiple recordings.
I mean, number one, like, you're not a politician. Those are little people. You can threaten them. That's fine. Number two, this wasn't even ordinary little people. No. This was a dangerous terrorist dissident who called for the peaceful dissolution of the federal government.
So the AP article is much shorter than the previous article. The AP article says, a New Hampshire man has pleaded guilty to making a threatening phone call to a member of Congress. Alan Poller, 24, was a Keene State College student when he was accused of calling the office of a U.S. House member in March, leaving a message with his name and phone number saying, if you keep on coming for the gays, we're going to strike back and we will kill you if that's what it takes. The representative was not identified. Well, we learned that it was from the previous article. Or he was. U.S. Attorney Jane Young said Thursday the man pleaded guilty to using interstate commerce to transmit a threat of injury. They must be just... Leaving a voicemail interstate commerce?
That's why I asked Pete, just for clarification.
Well, according to the federal government, and I'm not kidding here, no, this is literally why the government is allowed to regulate everything. Like, the only thing that they should have been regulating, according to the Constitution, was interstate commerce. That was the only thing. It was only supposed to be like, hey, you're in Michigan, and I'm in Nebraska, and I sold you this wheat, and you didn't give me the money for it, and now I can go to the federal government to say, hey, he owes me. That's what they were supposed to be doing. That was the original agreement. That was what was in the Constitution. And they just decided that that applied to absolutely everything, literally including if nothing ever left the state.
Yeah, that's the weird one.
Yeah.
If you don't sell it across.
When it is not interstate. But no, so...
That'd be intrastate.
Right, so they've decided but it affects the price of interstate, and therefore they get involved.
Yeah. I mean, they have interpreted the rules to favor themselves. Shocker,
you don't say.
Shocking. But, so yeah, literally everything is commerce, according to the legal definition of the United States federal government.
So I just talked to you. Hey, man, how's it going?
Commerce.
Why?
Blinking is commerce.
How is that commerce?
Sneezing is commerce.
How is that commerce?
Because the expectorant travels.
I mean, to steel
I didn't
man,
increase the...
To steel man the argument, because it is absurd, the idea is that I don't know what a person might value... So I don't know what counts as valuable consideration. Maybe that sneeze was, in fact, valuable to you to see and hear. And that was his way of paying you back for something that you did for him. And therefore, commerce.
Because maybe?
This is my best argument. It's absolutely
because
insane.
Value is subjective.
I mean, basically, it counts as commerce because commerce is the thing that they're allowed to regulate. And that's what they want to do, is regulate it, so it counts.
So everything becomes commerce, so everything's under their purview. Got it.
Bingo.
Including not commerce. Or not interstate.
Well, 9 men in very serious black robes decided that this was the way it works. And those very serious people get to tell everyone what to do.
You know, okay, so here, this, you're obviously referencing the Supreme Court, at least I hope you are.
The Burrito Supreme Court.
All right. If they're supposed to be...
Sour cream and onion.
If they're supposed to be, like, the be-all, end-all...
Green peppers.
Right, of making these decisions,
mm-hmm.
I would have a lot better time accepting their decisions if it were more unanimous more often. Right? Like, if the 9 smartest people in America agree... All right, maybe I'd need to do some rethinking of myself, right? But when it falls like 6-3 or 5-4 on party lines, for whatever that's worth, and you're like, well, then it's...
Well, the basic idea is that we have to get about our lives, and we can't get about our lives with everything undecided. So we will go with this until we have a better idea.
Well, okay. I mean, I hear you, but then again, that made me think of the Bitcoin people. Right, going like, please regulate us so we know what we can and cannot do. And now look.
Well, so the argument for regulating Bitcoin is like, hey, there's a lot of people who would love to invest in this if there was a clear set of rules. And regulations give you a clear set of rules.
Yes, they give you rules.
Right. So while as long as there is not a clear set of rules, then all those people are going to hold on to their money and put it in other places. And we would like Bitcoin to become more valuable. So please give them the guidelines of what they can and cannot do without angering you.
Okay.
And the government has said absolutely not under any circumstances will we ever do that. You will have to guess, and we will then change the rules. The point being, don't touch it.
Okay.
Or we'll put you in jail when we feel like it.
Or just touch it, because there's no rules. That's the fun. Right? For me?
Well, so that's the other side of it, is like, okay, well, since you've left it completely unregulated, you haven't told us what the rules are,
we'll
so
do what we want.
The second that you have decided to get involved with it at all, you may as well just do whatever you want with it, since they haven't told you what the rules
are. That was the point. That's how it was pitched to me, like, what, 13, 14 years ago?
Well, and I mean, it's kind of like they refused to make a license for it.
Good.
I mean...
Good.
The idea
that's what we
being
should be advocating
that,
for.
Well, so what a license is this allows you to do what is otherwise illegal. That's the nature of a license.
Well, otherwise illegal because they have deemed it to be so.
Yeah, and that's right? The thing. They if are they making this illegal without making it illegal. Because even making it illegal would give us clarity.
They haven't made
for
it illegal.
Sure that this is a thing that is not acceptable in polite circumstances.
If it's not illegal,
about.
I don't need a license.
I need to ask the hypothetical. Here in a stateless society, how would threats be sort of reconciled or handled? So
extreme prejudice.
So, like, you know, you're a guy, you're running a business, somebody doesn't like it, they call, leave you voicemail, say something like, "Hey, man, I don't like you and the way you conduct business, and if you don't stop, I'm going to kill you." Right. Mm-hmm. So, same type of scenario, but without the state. How does this get handled?
Same way as every other dispute. I mean, so like, threat of violence is the same thing as violence. As far as the non-aggression principle goes, as far as any kind of voluntary system goes, like, that is the violation of the non-aggression principle. So just like any other situation where you'd have to prove, like, hey, this guy's a murderer. Okay, well, you have to prove, hey, this guy's a threatener. So what I think would happen is that you'd end up with a bunch of voluntary dispute resolution organizations that probably agree on a certain set of rules that they have in common, and when things are in those rules, they will be willing to deal across companies in the same way that different railroad companies still build tracks at the same width.
So if I were the person who is the target of this voicemail, somebody called, left a threatening voicemail saying, "Hey, man, I don't like you, I don't like how you're doing business, and if you don't stop, I'm going to come and kill you." I would contact my security agency.
Mm-hmm. If you wish, if you have one.
I have one, should I have one. Or I would go and get one if I didn't.
So,
and turn it over to them, let them handle it?
Yeah.
I generally consider myself morally flexible in these arenas, and I think people who abide the non-aggression principle might say that I'm completely not morally flexible in these things, right? But when it comes to someone like threatening violence and that level of aggression, I am fine living by their values.
Mm.
Yeah, so they're going to threaten me, right? Just shoot first.
Yeah. Right. So if someone calls you up, you have every right at that point. Like, you threatened me, I can now kill you.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes,
absolutely right.
So in self-defense of this threat, you then go on the offense to protect yourself.
Here's one thing that people get wrong because of middle school. You can be in a fight before a punch is thrown. And if you were already in a fight, you don't have to take the first punch. You can throw first.
Right. 603-283-6160. If somebody left you a threatening voicemail, how would you handle it without involving government? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News,
update. Egypt, Israel, and the United States have agreed to allow U.S. citizens to leave Gaza through the Rafah border crossing. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have already fled after being given 24 hours notice to leave. Minimum wage for healthcare workers in California will increase to $25 per hour over the next decade as Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law yesterday. The new law is the second minimum wage increase that the governor has signed in the past month after raising the pay for fast food workers to $20 per hour. Excitement was felt far and wide as a rare moment on the sun dazzled spectators today.
From Oregon to Texas, some drove hours to see Saturday's Ring of Fire solar eclipse.
We just finished like a 7.5 hour drive all the way from Sierra Vista, Arizona.
In an annular eclipse, the sun is not entirely blocked. It won't happen again until 2046. Plans are already in the works for the next total solar eclipse next April. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, what? What?
One silver round.
It is Free Talk Live. We are a live radio program where you can call and take control of the airwaves.
A silver round, that's almost an ounce.
And talk about...
Should be just about an ounce.
Whatever.
In our world.
Is on your mind. Apparently silver rounds are on your mind. I should, like... remake that Christmas song. It says Silver Bells. Silver rounds. Silver rounds. You should throw some in the kitty. If you're gambling with silver
rounds. Silver rounds.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Silver rounds. Soon it will be commerce time.
What, commerce day?
Yeah.
Market day? Soon it will be market day?
Yeah.
You guys work on that.
Yeah, we're going to...
Should we? Should we really?
We're going to need a lot of work. It is Free Talk
Live. You got like 2 months till Christmas, so you got time.
All right, hush up. I gotta tell
we're about to break your
things.
Rule, man, where it's like, oh, we have only this tiny part of the star.
All right, what's the phone number?
Well, it's 603-283-6... Oh, no, I don't know it.
Now you fat-fingered it and...
Dude, it's right here. Look, can you read that?
603-283-6160.
My God. I have got to train you co-hosts better.
You put your fingers over the last four digits while he was trying to read.
I did not. You can't even see it from over there.
I could only see your finger covering the last four digits.
Hey, I got the first six right.
What's the name of the show? I mean, what's the name of the show?
Remember,
Free Talk Live.
Where and who are we?
Where can people find out more about Free Talk Live?
FreeTalkLive.com.
All right. Who the hell are you?
Am I Captain Kickass?
No.
Oh. Am I Richie Rich?
No.
Oh, I must be Peakless Mountaineer.
Yes. Who are you?
Richie Rich.
Who am I?
The Captain.
All right.
Are you sure?
No. Not all the time, anyway.
Lord Reverend... Yada yada,
something. Reverend, no, Captain.
Lord, don't, yeah.
Anyway. Esquire, Buckshot.
If you want to know my full name, go to CaptainKickass.com, scroll all the way to the bottom.
Okay.
And it's there.
You mean you don't have the really long domain?
No, because okay. Like, I want people
now
to actually.
That's $5 a month that's wasted, right there.
I'd like
$5 a year.
I'd like people to actually visit my website. Okay. So,
oh no, I misspelled Esquire.
Oh,
or make it an email address at least.
You guys,
please forward to.
You guys make this job difficult.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave Ridley from theridleyreport.com on the line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to talk alternatives to secession.
Why? Are there alternatives? Oh. I mean, like, I don't see any, but go ahead.
Yes, and I don't think they're all that relevant to talk about that much until, you know, you have secession movements. You got to have the movement first, and then you can talk about alternatives, I think.
Yeah, so, like moving the goalposts and then like acquiescing a little bit and conceding a little bit of ground.
Maybe. I only speak for myself and just tell you a solution that I think would be acceptable to me, then I would probably stand down and stop pushing for independence if this were implemented. And it wouldn't be anarchy and it wouldn't be eliminating the federal government. It would be something that possibly everyone could eventually live with. And that is just a sunset clause for federal laws, so that all federal laws sunset after 10 years and they have to be renewed or they stop being laws.
So I got to stop you there. So the problem with that idea, I mean, not that it's a bad idea, it's just never going to happen for the same reason that we will never have a zero deficit government.
Well,
they don't want to. So every single one of those regulations gives a bunch of people a bunch of jobs. So if you have these laws just flying off the books, all of a sudden all these jobs aren't doing anything, and then you can't give jobs to your buddies.
Number one, this is like an alternative to secession, which is even less likely to happen, right? And also, I will bring up the 1990s assault weapons ban that did sunset and, you know, allowed certain things to come through.
Dave?
Yeah, two things. First of all, one reason to have an alternative to put out there is if you're a secession movement and you've offered this as an alternative and the federals turn it down, it makes your secession movement stronger. Because you say, okay, well, we've offered something that could sort of save the union, and you turned it down. The second thing is, you're thinking in terms of 2023, but the situation will be much different in 2030. It'll be much different again in 2040. And the situation may have deteriorated so much that the federal government is desperate, the same way that the Canadian government was desperate in 1995. They were willing to do anything that Quebec wanted to keep Quebec in the Canadian system, right? So it's possible that that same phenomenon could happen to the Fed.
What did Quebec ultimately demand?
Well, I'm not an expert on all the details, but basically they wanted Putin. Quebec. What they actually got was Quebec recognized as a distinct society from the rest of Canada, and they also got a bunch of bennies. Now, that's not what I would want for New Hampshire, personally. I wouldn't want the bennies, anyway. I would want all the bennies to go away.
So there's a real risk with that, though, that they might actually do it, and then we, like, temporarily fix the federal government, and then we end up right back where we are. Well, okay. Like it becomes a functioning government, and then we get really, really rich for a while, and then once we're really, really rich, we get really, really regulated, and then we're right back where we are now.
I think there are different...
You know, it sounds like the kind of problem I want to have, getting really, really rich.
Yeah.
I would rather a solution where we're not fixing the government. Like, that's not what I want to do at all.
So me and you, Peakless, we have different roles. And I think everyone...
You're Kaiser, he's like, what?
Bulky.
Bulky, okay.
Okay. So tried that, eventually. The movement itself is broad enough to have people running in different roles. And apparently I'm not even like the worst offender anymore of this, right? But I try to be like my position as the knight of arduous virtue is like on the extreme end of every position. Or like, yes, secession, no government, like, you know, absolute bare minimum, you know, anarchy, right? And if enough of us are saying that, right, it makes Dave's position seem moderate.
And reasonable, right, yeah.
And then you can get the normies on board with, oh, yeah, sunset clause, of course. Like, why wouldn't we want a sunset clause?
Yeah, those beardos are just way too extreme. This Ridley guy seems reasonable.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I get that no one's going to align with my position, right? But aligning with Dave's gets us a little closer. So, and if it's sunset, and fine, if it's sunset, right? Like, one of the biggest critiques... with, you know, well, if you get rid of the federal government, you'll just have a warlord take over, and pretty soon you'll just have a government again. I want to be alive during that period of nothingness.
Well, right? So here's my issue. It's a lot like the abolitionist movement versus the ones who were like, no, we just need to push for these reforms so that you treat your slaves better.
Yes.
I mean, just stop cutting off half their feet in most circumstances.
Yes.
Like, no, I don't want to make it okay slavery. I want to end slavery.
Yes, you want to end slavery, right? But you're not going to get the support of the general public to end slavery.
They can have it over there.
Got it. But if you wanting to end slavery doesn't get support, but it makes like not cutting off their feet seem reasonable, and then less slaves get their feet half cut off, right? That's a win for them.
That's kind of a win, yeah.
It's not like the end,
well,
but it's a win.
But I think that makes it less likely for us to, if you are moving in the direction of, oh, well, we'll treat our slaves better, I think that makes the end of slavery a whole lot less likely.
But you're not going to get there anyway. That's part of the problem.
Okay, yeah, I disagree.
I think Mr. Ridley was trying to give us multiple alternatives. So what else you got, Dave?
Well, I mean, there are others, but I haven't really given the others much thought tonight. I guess one would be the Read the Bills Act, which you guys have advertised on Free Talk Live many times. And I don't think that's as good. I think a sunset clause would be a lot better. But the Read the Bills Act would make it so that every congressman has to read every page of every law before he can vote in favor of it or something like that.
Read out loud on the floor with the quorum.
Mr. Ridley, do you have any familiarity with the, I think it was Santin Estanso that is proposing this, that something like coming up in, I don't remember what year, 2030 or something, if something doesn't happen within New Hampshire, then we like automatically secede? Are you familiar with that?
I thought that was Gerhard's thing.
Oh, maybe it was. Yeah, you're right. I think it was Gerhard's.
There's a thing where... Well, I thought that there was a CACR that lets the people vote on whether or not to withdraw from the union at the $30 trillion mark, where they reach $30 trillion in debt.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Now we're at 33?
No, I think it's when we reach $40 trillion or something like that.
Oh, so moved it out again.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I don't know what the original was. The one that I read, I think, was like...
$40 trillion? Yeah. Well, that'll take like 2 years.
No, at like $1.4 billion per hour, I think it'll take much less than that.
Mm.
I will also say that sunset clause should be much less than 10 years. 10 years is a long time to live under some tyrannical nonsense. If you're going to put the sunset clause in there.
They'll just be like, oh, well, we'll just vote on all of the ones that exist at once. Everyone in favor of keeping everything on the books? Yup. Okay. We did your sunset law.
Well, no, then that's when you do, like, the one subject at a time. Like, you got to vote on that individually.
They'll just change that. And that's, might. That's the thing. Like, your great victory is something that they will eviscerate.
Right. But you get that brief period of time where they haven't done it yet. And like I said about the anarchism thing, right, that's the brief period of time that I want to be alive in.
Well, that's right. The thing. By the time your first sunset comes up, they will have changed it.
Okay.
Like, oh, it's a sunset every year. Ooh, well, guess what? Within the next 6 months, they will have changed it.
Okay.
Yeah, there would have to be some sort of an enforcement mechanism. I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
The threat of violence.
Well, I mean, that's how states work. Mr. Ridley,
they should be used to it.
Mr. Ridley, how can people find you and find out more about your work and your efforts toward freedom?
Oh, RidleyReport.com.
Awesome.
Wait, I should sing it so you can remember it.
Please do.
RidleyReport.com.
Thank you, Dave Ridley of RidleyReport.com. We appreciate you.
Equal playing field, man. If they're going to be loving threats of violence, they have to have some skin in the game, too.
Let's move on to this caller. I believe this is Gigi in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone. Once again, I would like to defer to Major Payne's excellent judgment that he professed last Sunday evening.
But
I stand corrected. The major was correct. This is only going to worsen before anything gets better, let alone resolves itself. My husband
before,
and I.
Before you go too far, Gigi, fill me in because I don't listen to Sunday show anymore. Now that I'm not on.
Yeah, what's
we were
this?
Talking about Israel and Hamas and the Palestinian civilians in Gaza. And my husband and I.
Mr. Ed's on the show.
Dude, I think this is. I think this is straight up World War III. Like, right. I think that this is getting people on board with the narrative of World War III, at least the ones who are very religious.
Let me finish my thought.
So what did Major Payne, fill me in, though. What did Major Payne suggest? Because I got to get caught up.
Major Payne said it'll only worsen before it gets better.
Okay. And you originally disagreed with that.
In terms of
other
countries participating, which is kind of what you just basically said, Richie. That other nations will start to engage in warfare.
That was peaceless.
And my husband and I just finished dinner this evening prior to calling you, mm-hmm. and I looked at the clock and I said to my husband, Israel is 7 hours ahead of us time-wise. And by 5 o'clock in the morning, the sun starts coming up over the Negev Desert. I know. I've been there. I've lived there. I've studied there. And in my opinion, that's when we are going to see, I could be wrong, ground forces starting to move in and tank brigades.
Yep.
And again, I say the casualties that will be incurred on both sides of the border amongst Israeli troops and Palestinian civilians will be astronomical. And when the Palestinian refugees that were told to evacuate, and I'm thinking to myself, where the hell are they supposed to go?
Right.
Egypt will not open the border and let them cross for safety. So they're all going to pour into the south by the desert where there's nothing but lizards and scorpions and no water and no medical supplies and no shelter and no food. And then when they finally do come back, if they do, there will be nothing for them but rubble.
Yeah,
there will
be
no apartment buildings to live in. I could be wrong.
Yeah, the Gaza Strip will be the Gaza parking lot at that point.
That's right. That's a good word for it, Captain. So again, I say the major was correct last Sunday when he said it'll get worse before it gets better. And the fact that another aircraft carrier with more F-15s, pardon me, and F-16s has been brought to the so-called Eastern Mediterranean. I just love that geographic euphemism because that's a big-ass area.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah,
you just did.
You can say
okay.
Captain Kick-Ass, so you can say big-ass.
I don't want to get the toilet flushed on me.
Yeah.
And the fact that another medical ship was deployed to that area.
Yeah.
It tells me this is a joint military venture with the United States and Israel.
Absolutely.
Again, I could be wrong. Well, but by 10 o'clock
and the
East
thing
Coast
is, like,
time, we're going to hear things on the news, I think.
And the United States is funding both of these people.
Right.
They gave the money to Hamas that Hamas used to buy these weapons. They gave the money to Israel that Israel used to buy these weapons.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand what you mean by that, Richie. How and when and under which administration was Hamas given money?
Well, Hamas
they
is
are
the,
different from
this
the
is Peekless, by the way.
Pardon?
Peekless is the one talking. I take no credit for his words.
Yeah.
I've got a hot take of my own.
Okay, I beg your pardon.
No, it's a Palestinian foreign aid, and this is the government
That's
of Palestine.
From Hamas.
No,
they
it's
are
not.
Very
They're the ones
entities.
Governing Palestine.
No, sir, I disagree. The PLO is a distinct entity, both politically and financially, from Hamas as well as Islamic Jihad.
Since 2007,
so
the Gaza Strip has been governed by the political and militant Islamist group Hamas.
That better not be Wikipedia.
Right.
It is.
I don't understand when
credible
you say
sources,
we,
Peekless.
Under which American administration was money given to Hamas?
Money was given to the Palestinian government, which is Hamas.
To the PLO, not to Hamas.
But Hamas has been in charge since what year?
2007.
I don't agree. I am only aware that the United States historically has donated money to the PLO in the West Bank, not to Hamas.
Well,
check the wiki.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I already did.
Hey, Gigi,
edit the wiki.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
Here's what I want. I want less hypocrisy in this whole thing.
Hmm.
Right? Like, I was... Go ahead.
I just want to point out that when you have governments monopolizing finance, that is, currency...
Sure.
This is how wars get financed.
Okay.
If people would refuse to use government money, this type of conflict could never be achieved.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Again, there's two major conflicts going on right now.
Okay.
Generally, there's more, but there's two that dominate the news, right? And on one, you have the Russian invasion of the Ukraine. And people are on the general American public, not everybody, general American public, right, on the side of the Ukraine because they're fighting against an occupying force that is Russia trying to conquer their land. And then in the Middle East, you have an occupying force in the Israeli government taking over historically Palestinian land, and people are on the side of the occupying force.
Right. There is hypocrisy.
Well, so here's,
it's cognitive dissonance.
Oh, cognitive Stockholm dissonance syndrome.
I don't think either of these organizations have a right to this land. I think that individuals have rights to individual pieces of property.
I get it. Okay, so here's... we covered this.
But it's a really, really convenient way to sell a whole mess of weapons to a whole lot of angry people, you know, forever. And it's a great excuse for a bunch of other countries, like the U.S., to keep ramping up the police state.
So I covered this a little bit earlier, different show. This is where I want to suggest libertarian thought is insufficient, right? In this, insofar as, well, an individual Israeli took the individual home from a Palestinian, and so you can only go after the individual Israeli to get that home back. Mm-hmm. But what we know from legal self-defense, like it's on the books, is you can defend yourself against a mob.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on the mob side, participating in mob activity, right, and someone like shoots into the crowd of mobsters trying to harm them, it doesn't matter if you weren't the one that was nearest to them. You get shot, self-defense, you're part of the mob, period, end of story.
Okay.
So if you have armed soldiers in uniform, right, removing Palestinian individuals from their house, mm-hmm. not even just the homeland, removed from the house so that an Israeli can go, like, settle in there, right? You're not going to be able to get it back from that Israeli. You're going to have to take it from the collective somehow, right? And anyone in uniform is part of that mob.
Okay, sure. But again, it still doesn't mean that one mob or the other, the mob doesn't end up with a right to that piece of property.
Understood. I get that
that's
the mob.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, and again, that's why I'm not taking sides. Right, I want consistency in the narrative.
Well, and honestly, it looks to me like everyone's getting exactly what they want.
Really?
Yeah.
Dead babies?
Pretty much.
All right.
I mean, Hamas wants to perform acts of horrible terrorism, and Israel wants to oppress these people. Everyone's getting exactly what they want.
And in
and
doing so,
as long as we keep believing in this nonsense called the state, then we will continue to be at perpetual war.
Yeah, so again, on our end of the goalposts, right, it's end the state.
Yeah.
And then someone has to come up with something reasonable to stop the to mitigate the current violence. Because it's not going to be that the state ends and therefore no violence. But we will continue continue to pitch that.
I've got one for you.
Go for it.
If we stop using dollars.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Let us stop financing. Like, I don't.
If we stop using dollars, dollars lose all of their value.
This,
and then it doesn't matter how many of them the U.S. pumps into these countries.
This isn't
then the
financial
missile manufacturers
advice.
Will start taking Bitcoin.
This isn't financial advice
Great.
To our listeners. Hold on, guys. This isn't financial advice to our listeners. It's just facts and an opinion. The facts are, whenever there is military conflict and the U.S. is involved, the stock prices of weapons manufacturers, defense contractors, etc. and so on goes up. If you have anything that resembles a stock portfolio and you want to put yourself in a position to make some money, I would suggest you move some of your portfolio over
some
into,
of your crypto into Raytheon.
Into something like a defense contractor, weapons manufacturer, ammunitions provider, something like that. Only because...
That's pretty evil to me.
If
someone's going to profit, might as well be me.
Someone's going to profit off of this. They already are. You know,
someone's going to mug somebody. It might as well be you.
You know that...
I might as well get the proceeds if I'm also the one being mugged.
You know that they are funding and providing weapons to both sides of this thing. It's 603-283-6160. War is the health of the state, according to Smedley Butler. If the state is unhealthy, then it therefore must go to war, which it appears the U.S. is doing, because the U.S. is anything but a healthy state. Hour number 3, Free Talk Live, is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.